Good afternoon, Winter Park High School Symphonic Band, and welcome to your FBA District 8 Music Performance Assessment here at Edgewater High School. This is Paula Thornton from Jacksonville, and I'm pleased to be here today and to have the opportunity to offer you some comments as you present your performance. You're getting the stage set up now. You'll be with us soon, and I'll be back with you as soon as you're ready to start. Good luck. Very nice beginning to your march. I appreciate the control, trumpets. Good percussion contribution as well, in balance. Watch tuning the octaves here. Yeah, nice shape, but make sure we don't give up before we hit the climax of that shape. And measure 46. Careful clarinet tone, don't let it get strident. Okay, precision with the offbeats. There we go, get that back. Nice release, good. You might, because of the lyrical nature of the trio, you might consider a little more length on the quarter note, quarter rest accompaniment. Stylize that dee da dee da dee. Be sure everyone takes care of the phrasing as you've decided it should be. Patata patata. Yeah, it's close. It's really close. Make sure that you don't allow the lapse in support so those eighth notes. Subdividing very clearly. Measures 150, 152. We need to hear all the parts, trumpets. 162. Yeah, 162. We lost some fullness from the trumpet line there. Back at 150 and 152, that D, ya, da, D, we tend to rush a little bit to the upbeat, the end of one, D, ya, da, da, subdivide, and make sure that you're not crushing that rhythm together. Some intonation issues in the last, circle seven through there with the extreme trumpet stuff. Just be really careful with that. When you have the repeated figure, yum patati tatati patati atatati tatati atatata, and those repeated quarter note, eighth note figures, make sure you're interpreting and attempting to execute those exactly right. If you lose support, then they will get kind of uneven on you, yum pa da dum pa da dum, and you don't want that to happen. Keep them nice and even. Okay, nice job overall with that. All right, here we go with Sheltering Sky. Appreciate the pianissimo dynamic level. You have to make sure that the support is there. as you affect that dynamic level. You don't want to lose quality of sound. Dissonances. Really embrace the dissonance. Here, good. There, we had supporting parts leaving the oboe player hanging there. Again, we need to have a longer release on those half notes in the 2/4 bars. Somebody tried to resolve that a measure early. I think continued work on that for isolating where you have dissonances, tuning those consonant intervals, and then hearing, singing, buzzing, and then playing where all that beautiful dissonance, where it belongs pitch-wise in relationship to the other notes that are there. Some very very nice musical moments, and a lot of maturity exhibited. I appreciate that very much. Yeah, I'm so busy listening to that nice entrance. That whole opening section, well controlled, good articulation, good percussion contribution. Thank you. nice dynamic contrast, really good integrity of the articulation style. Intonation, clarinets, euphonium. Take a look at that. Nice. Nice, consistent buildup. Make sure that the diminuendo doesn't happen too soon at 45. It really started in 44. Maybe sustain that for a whole measure and then begin that diminuendo. Dee, da, dee. Keep the style right in the flute part. Match note lengths. Yeah, everybody can practice that bop 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 bee together and make sure you're all matching. A little more confidence from the muted trumpet solo. Clarinets don't take off. Subdivide. Yeah, you're pushing. Clarinets are pushing. I really appreciate the clarity and the attention you've paid to making sure that things are lined up and very clean. Good control. Smoother on that flute solo into that upper beat. Good projection of the mysterious mood here with what you're doing. Accent. Well done on this. It's tough to get that resonance on the last note because of so much percussion contribution, of which, everything was really well done throughout the Tekeli piece, especially for percussion, very sensitive playing and great contribution and technical mastery of what you need to do there. Anyway, nice ending. I don't know if we could get a little more tone out of that by lengthening it just a tad. You don't want to get out of the style and what it needs to be, but maybe a little more length on that note to let it resonate beyond the percussion contribution there. Just lots and lots of really good clarity throughout this piece. So that was, to me, very, very impressive. Yeah, and I think the sheltering sky, I had lots of comments there about, I think, just embracing the dissonant opportunities that are there, and really taking that to the next level as far as how we interpret that dissonance and the resolution, if there is one, and if there's not, what do we do, that kind of thing. So yeah, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. I wish you the best in your future endeavors.